You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome into another edition of Seneca Side Notes, Volume 22, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. Too many mistakes have happened this year with this team.
I think the Sabres could have eight more wins this year. Eight more wins puts them in the playoff and some. I hope this team can have a really competitive end to their season and ultimately... This comes up to Kevin Adams, where Kevin Adams' job is ultimately going to start this summer.
We said that last summer.
And he didn't do it. And he didn't do it. He didn't do it.
You rested on the laurels of the career years, and it burned us. And it burned us big time.
There are mistakes made. There's no question about it.
Well,
and it's
crucial, easy sitting here.
It's easy sitting here.
But at the time, how can you be so irresponsible? Like, as a general manager, you have an obligation to try. And maybe he did try. And maybe that's just the stench left over of the Buffalo Sabres franchise after the Jack Eichel thing. Because he is the general manager that handled all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the perception. I don't think he did anything wrong with handling Jack. I thought the way that was handled was really well done.
Agreed.
But you know, not allowing him to have the surgery and all that riffraff and there's still a lot of fallout from that. So I don't know where the problem lies here. You can't just go throw money at guys and bring them in and hope they're going to work. Like Connor Clifton is great, but I want him on this team, but not at his salary.
Agreed.
Same went for Eric Johnson. I understand that you brought in two players that you needed to bring in from organizations like Boston had just won a set a league record, and Eric Johnson had just won a Stanley Cup. So, the idea... behind it is the right idea, but to go and he's just throwing money everywhere because last year he had the money to throw around. Well, now you don't.
Well, here's the thing. How many points are the Sabres out of the playoffs?
There's a lot of false excitement about the Owen Power deal. I think somewhere, somehow, I believe negotiations got botched and went sideways, and Dahlin upped his price because the rumors that had gone around about the amount of money that he was getting, and then we heard the 11. Now, well, we were heavily criticized and we said 11 for four. You guys were wrong, but we got the 11 right. We got the fucking 11 right, and I'm going to tell you what, he's not an $11 million defenseman still. And if he does what he does this year and so on for the next 5-6 years, he's still not an $11 million defenseman. So you still had to overpay to keep your own players here. The Matias Samuelson deal at the time looked genius, might still, but doesn't look great right now. The Dylan Cousins deal, after one fucking year was not the time. Because imagine if you were signing him this year.
Right.
Tage, we had that conversation. You can't go back. Hindsight, can't go back. And I wouldn't change Tage's deal. I wouldn't change Tage's deal at all. Because he would have fucked us big time. Because if we didn't sign him when he signed him, and he went and had the next year that he had, then he's getting 10 and a half. So Tage at 7.1 is fantastic. It's fantastic. Because I believe that when he's healthy, he's always going to get between 70 and 85 points. And that will justify $7 million all day long. As a number one center, I don't know.
You know what time of year it is? It's March Madness time. And I have two words for you. Hoops Hangout. Saturday, April 6th, it's the College Basketball Tournament Watch Parties at Seneca Niagara.
Catch college basketball tournament action with your friends in your one-of-a-kind viewing area at Seneca Niagara. To reserve your spot, go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com.
Nothing else comes close.
That Mike Pekka mistake still bothering me. When you watch the way this team plays, still bothers me. Maybe Granato didn't want him around because Granato didn't want Mike Pekka in a video to hear, guys, you don't need to finish that check. Don't waste your energy. And that's where Mike Pekka would be like, what? What do you mean don't finish that fucking check? Turn away from the check. What do you mean? The New York Rangers underachieved last year. Last year, they underachieved. They completely revamped their coaching staff. And now I think that the New York Rangers and the Florida Panthers are on a crash course for the conference finals.
I think Carolina Hurricanes are going to be a very, very difficult team to defend against this year, also in the playoffs. Oh man, I look at all of the teams in the league. You know, Rod Brendamore, a warrior type coach that I highly respected when I played against him all those years. You know, you just look at the teams. You know, the New York Rangers going to change their coaching staff, and it immediately Chris Jury is phoning Kevin Adams to get an opportunity to speak with Mike Pekka. And I'm thinking to myself, I cannot believe that he is not in this organization.
Unless there's some master plan behind the scenes to eventually bring him back.
Yeah.
Unless that's it.
We both know that that's not happening.
How do we know that?
Because there's not been a master goddamn plan in 13 years in this organization. So why would you ever think that there's going to be a master plan with Mike Pekka? What are you talking about? Give your friggin' head a shake.
Hey, man.
They literally gave away a guy that all he wanted was to be on the bench. All he wanted was a voice to deal with the players. But Donnie didn't want him. Donnie didn't want him on the bench. He wanted him in the eye in the sky so he could, you know, he could audio down to Matt Ellis and tell him, hey, Matt, that was offside. Mike Pekka, Don Granato, Mike Pekka in the stands. There's so many mistakes that you could just sit here.
Jack Quinn's injuries. You know, did you bring him back too soon? I'm not doing it. Yeah, I said I'm not doing it yet. I'm not doing it. That'll do it for Side Notes presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close.